Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I taught that a Christian without the power and manifested presence of God also lacks the peace of God. Let's start the week at that thought today. A lot of people will agree with me, and I should say agree with the Word of God. I agree with the Word of God on this, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, every word of the Bible is God-breathed. But I also believe, as the Bible teaches, that every word is preserved on earth as Jesus said it would be. So if every word is preserved, and it's not in all the manuscripts and all the religious writings. No, it's in the Textus Receptus and Masoretic texts. That's where they're preserved. Now, how can I trust if I don't believe that what I have is totally preserved as God's Word? How can I trust God's Word that I'm reading in front of me? But I must read that Word. And one of the great things about preservation is that the preservation speaks of things that you and I haven't experienced yet or have seen yet, of things yet to come. Does not the Holy Spirit, John 16, teach us of things to come? So if we get in the Word of God and the Holy Spirit teaches us the Word as we get into it and meditate on it, we learn of things to come. You know, that was for Jesus. Remember Hebrews 12, 2? When he was on the cross, the Bible says there that he despised the shame. He despised it. He hated it. He didn't like it one bit. He did not like the shame that he was enduring there as he hung naked on the cross, beaten and blooded. He despised all the cursing and everything else that's going around. Jesus despised it. But how did he endure? For the joy set before him. You see, he had eternity set in his heart. He could see by the Word of God the best was yet to come. He could see what was so good, and that the sufferings of this present time would seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory. And so we as Christians, when we read that and realize this is preserved, and we begin to trust that, then whatever we suffer in this life, we can do it in faith because we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose. Now, a Christian without the power and manifested presence of God, guess what? He also lacks the peace of God. Is hating someone worth lacking the power, the presence, that is the manifested presence, and the peace of God? This one wonders, what shall become of, or what about the children, the spouse? Draw a blank line and just fill in the blank, and that question comes up, because there's no peace. You see, a Christian must have eternity set in the innermost being of his spirit in order to live for eternity instead of escaping the present maladies that threaten and confront us. We need to rest assured that since our future rests in the almighty and loving hands of a thrice holy God, then we must live His will, His way, and by His time. It is our way to have the lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now look, I want that. And so I don't want anything hindering the presence, the power, the peace of God in my life. And so, who is worth hating that much? What human, what man, what woman is worth hating so much that you're going to allow that hatred to rob you of the presence, the power, and the peace of God? And really, it will rob you of eternal reward. Saved so as by fire. Consider these verses when dealing with people who may have wronged you so badly that you have hate in your heart for that very person. Because that's easy to do. It's real easy to do. You may not admit that's what it is. Oh, I don't hate them. If I hated them, I would shoot them in the head. No. But you have a desire for them to be out of your life forever. And the truth is that we won't admit when we have hate in our heart that that is what it is. And that's your first step in getting right with God, is admitting what I have in my heart for that other man, that other woman, is hate. Now, a lot of you would carry that from a bad marriage that ended in divorce, where your spouse cheated on you. And it was terrible. They cheated on you. They left you. They treated you miserably. And they went off for something else and left you broken. And it's hard not to have hatred in your heart. So it has defeated you. It has robbed you of peace. Particularly if you had to be around that person. You'll end up finding fault with whatever they do, whatever they say, however they act. And your countenance will show it if your lips don't. And if it's a former spouse and you have children and now you've got to come together at graduations, at marriages, and other things that are special in their lives, you're going to see each other. Listen as I read from Romans chapter 8, verses 33 through 38. Just listen closely and think of this. Because if that is a brother, and therefore saved, the verses I'm going to read right now apply to him as well. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sore, as it is written, for thy sake we are healed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God, that's security, isn't it? Now, that former spouse, or that other person in your life, whether it's at church, at work, or whatever, they claim to be saved, you realize that God is doing this for your brother in Christ? So, to hate that brother or sister in Christ is to hate him or her, and to oppose the very work of God, and that's very dangerous. That's not good for you. Can you expect an answer to prayer in behalf of your own family if you maintain that attitude? Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Do we have to make that any plainer? God said it, and it's right. And so, really, when you think of it, the hatred in your heart. Now, this is not dealing with even the forgiveness, because if that brother doesn't seek forgiveness, he can't be forgiven. My Lord had forgiveness in his heart for me, even before I was born. Before I had ever committed my first sin. I was born with a sin nature, yes. But do you realize that he already had love in his heart and forgiveness in his heart towards me? But that forgiveness wasn't extended or wasn't granted, should I say. It was always there for the offering. Because he offered his life as sacrifice for my sin. But you see, he couldn't give me forgiveness until I came to him in repentance and faith. You can't forgive somebody if they don't come to you and ask for forgiveness, confessing, you know what, I did do this, I was wrong, please forgive me. Look, I've got family members, as of this time that I'm talking right now, that, boy, they've done some evil things. I've got friends that were close to me at one time, and they've done some evil things. Now, my heart still says I want to forgive them, but I can't restore them. Even though the forgiveness is in my heart, I can't restore them until they come confess they're wrong and ask forgiveness. I've heard that statement so many times, about makes me sick. They'll say about somebody, they're living in all kinds of sin, they'll say, well, you just got to forgive them. You just got to love them and forgive them. No. You don't justify their sin with the word forgiveness. You let them know there's forgiveness for their sin if there's repentance. But just saying, oh, you just got to live, love and forgive them. You know what? You have a standard and you say, no, they need to confess their sin, make it right with God or make it right with somebody they've wronged. They get upset. Your people around get upset because you feel that way. They're unforgiving of you until you drop it. So, just understand, you've got to be careful of these little sayings the world has. It sounds, well, that sounds all right. That sounds good. It makes us feel good. But the truth of the matter is, it is wrong, 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 wrong. To hate a brother means that God charges you with what? Well, verse 15 here, 1 John chapter 3 is very clear. There's no dilly-dallying about it. He charges you with murder. Hating a brother, God charges you with murder. Now, are those words mine, or are they the Holy Spirit of God's words? Well, belongs to God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.